Hey everybody, this is the Faith for Life broadcast, and I'm Matthew Elaria. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we'll get right into today's broadcast. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your word. Lord, we do love your word. And we ask you today, Lord, for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. I thank you for ministering to them today through this broadcast in a great and in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now on the broadcast today, we're going to start a new series that we're calling Thy Word is Truth. And in this series, we are going to be learning about and discovering some very important truths that will reveal to us how things work in this life and how things work in the kingdom of God. And friend, I'm telling you right now, you are not going to want to miss any of the broadcast in this series. It is going to be good, and the Lord is really going to help us. Praise the Lord. Now let's open our Bibles to John 17:17. And we will get our foundation text there in verse 17. Jesus said there, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now that word truth in that verse means it's a fact. It means it's certain. And I like this. It means that His Word, God's Word, is pure from error. It has nothing wrong in it. It is not wrong. It is free from error. Come on, say this with me, friend. Thy Word is truth. And I want to read you some other scriptures to just establish that. Let's go over to Psalm 119. And we're going to look there at verse 142. Psalm 119, verse 142, it says this, "Thy law is the truth." Thy law is the truth. The word truth in that verse means it's stable, it's certain, it's established, it's sure. And then down to the 151st verse of that psalm, Psalm 119, 151, it says this, "Thy commandments are truth." And then down to the 160 verse of that psalm says this, "Thy word is true from the beginning." And so, friend, God's word is truth. His word is fact. It is stable. It's certain. It's established. It is sure, and it is free from error. There is nothing wrong with the Word of God. And then one more verse quickly. Psalm 33, verse 4 says this, "For the Word of the Lord is right." Why don't you just say that with me today, friend? "For the Word of the Lord is right." Now, why did I read you all those verses about God's word being truth? About thy law is the truth. Thy commandments are truth. Thy word is true from the beginning. And then Psalm 33:4 again, "For the word of the Lord is right." Because friend, if you're going to live a thriving, a strong Christian life, if you're going to live right in this life of faith, you have to quickly come to this reality that if God says something, then that is the way it is. I want to say it to you again. If God says something, that's the way it is. And if you don't come to that reality in your walk of faith, in your this Christian life, if you don't come to that reality, you will struggle with everything else after that. If God says something, then that's the way it is, because His Word is right. His word is truth. And so another way that you could say this is that God's word is law. Now, when I'm talking about law, I'm talking about something that's been tested, something that's been proven, something that has been established. A law, as in the sense of an established truth. And God's word is law. It's tested, it's proven. His word is established truth. Let me read you another verse in Psalm 18, verse 30. It says this, "The word of the Lord is tried." That word tried in the Hebrew means that it's proven true. His word is proven true. In the Amplified Bible, it says this, "The word of the Lord is tested and it is perfect. It is faultless." And so say this with me, God's word is law. What does that mean when I'm talking about law? I'm talking about it's established, it's been tested, it's been proven, and it is established truth. Now, when we hear the word law in Christian settings and as we read the scripture, a lot of times our mind can go to the law, like the Old Testament law. And that's not what we're talking about necessarily in this series. We're talking about God's word is law. It is tested, proven, established truth. And so when you hear the word law, you know, certainly you could think about rules. You know, we have law in our states, our nation. You can think about rules in terms of law, and that's certainly true. But then there is law in the sense of principles, our truths, are things established. And when we're talking about God's word being law, we're talking about it being tested, proven, established truth. And so a law, I found this definition for the word law. It means this, a law is a statement of fact that a specific thing always occurs if certain conditions are present. I want to read that to you again. A law is a statement of fact that a specific thing always occurs if certain conditions are present. That's what we're talking about when we're talking about law. And a spiritual law is a statement by God that a particular thing always occurs if certain conditions are present, when you're talking about spiritual law. And that's what we're going to be focusing on a lot in these next five episodes, spiritual law and understanding the concept of spiritual law. And spiritual law is this, it's a statement by God that this will always happen if these conditions are present. A spiritual law is a statement by God that a particular thing always occurs if certain conditions are present. And so let me give you a spiritual law that a lot of you have probably heard before. It's found in Matthew 6:33. Jesus said this, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." All the things that you need will be added to you. Well, see, friend, that right there, that is a spiritual law. And what I mean by that is anybody in any place in the world, doesn't matter what race, what gender, where they're from, or their education, it makes no difference. Anybody who seeks first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, any person that does that, they will find all the things that they need being added to them. It's a spiritual law. We have natural laws, laws of physics. There's, for instance, laws of gravity. Gravity is no respecter of persons or objects or things. That law works to pull things down to the earth no matter who you are, no matter what you are. And that is a fundamental principle that you need to understand about law, it'll work for anybody who puts it to work. And when Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need will be added to you." Well, God's word is truth. That word is right. It is true. It is certain. It is stable. It is free from error. It is sure, and it is established. And so if you believe God's word is truth, then you have to believe that anybody who will make the decision to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, if they do that, then all the things that they need will be added to them. And so that is when we're talking about God's word being truth, when we're talking about God's word being law, we get into this concept of spiritual law, which is a statement by God that this will happen if these conditions are present. And God is telling us through Jesus that this will happen. All the things you need will be added unto you as long as you are seeking first my kingdom and my righteousness. That is a spiritual law. And so I wanted to take some time on the broadcast over the next few moments. I want to read you some other scriptures that reveal to us spiritual law. Romans 8:6 says this, "To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." And so here we have again another spiritual law. If you mind carnal things, if you think on things that are not in agreement with the Word of God, not in agreement with God, if you think on those things, that will minister death to you, that will be death to you. But if you are spiritually minded, and if you fix your mind on things that are pure and honest and lovely and just and of a good report, like it tells us to in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, if you fix your mind on those kinds of things, then what's going to happen is you will enjoy life and peace being ministered to you. And so here again, we have a spiritual law. If you think on the wrong stuff, it will be death to you. If you think on the right stuff, on the Word of God, on things that are in line with the Word, it'll be life and peace to you. That is a spiritual law. Friend, it doesn't matter your age, your education, your race, your gender. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. That'll work no matter who you are, where you are, what you're doing. If you get involved in that law, you're going to see the results of that law produce in your life. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. If you're a Christian and you don't seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, your needs won't be met. And if you're a Christian and you think on the wrong stuff and you yield to the wrong thoughts and you feed on worldly carnal junk all the time, then you will not enjoy life and peace in this life. These are spiritual laws. Let me read you some more. In Galatians 6:8, it says this, "He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life." And so what's that talking about? If you give in to the desires of the flesh and then live a life consistent with that, always being governed by the flesh, always being pulled by the flesh, instead of living a life being governed by the Holy Spirit, then you will experience corruption, destruction, evil in this life. But if you follow the Spirit and are led by the Spirit, then you'll reap life. You'll reap good. You'll reap blessing. And so here again, we have another established truth that if you walk in the flesh, things aren't going to go well for you. If you decide to follow the Holy Spirit and be led by Him, then things will go well for you. That's spiritual law. That is established truth. Let me read you some more. Proverbs 13:13 says, "Whoso despises the word of God, shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded." Proverbs 28:13 says this, "He that covers his sins will not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." And so again, we got spiritual laws working. If you respect the word, follow the word, you'll be rewarded. If you pay no attention to God's word, Proverbs 13:13, If you despise the word, if you don't treat the word like it's important, you're going to experience some bad things in your life. That is established truth. And then Proverbs 28:13, if you hide your sin, if you cover your sin, if you don't repent and don't confess it, what did the scripture say? He that covers his sins, you won't prosper. Things won't go well for you. If you're missing it in your life and God's dealing with you about, hey, you don't need to be doing that, you don't need to be saying that, you don't need to be going there, and you just don't pay any attention to God, and you just cover your sin and you don't confess it, this scripture says you won't prosper. But it said if you confess your sin, if you respond when God corrects you and forsake your sin, then you'll get mercy, then things will go well for you. And so, friend, I believe you're beginning to gain concept of how spiritual law works. It says if you do this, this happens. If you don't do this, this happens. That is spiritual law. God revealed to Joshua a spiritual law in Joshua 1:8. He said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. What's he telling Joshua? If you want to prosper and you want to have success, this is what you do. Meditate my word day and night. Do what it says, and if you do, you'll prosper and have success. What if I don't, God? Well, then it's not going to go so well for you. And so these things that I'm looking at with you in Scripture, all of these are spiritual laws. And all throughout the Word, God reveals to us spiritual law. And one thing that He's showing us is how things work. This is how things work. If you're carnally minded, it's death. If you're spiritually minded, it's life and peace. If you seek first the kingdom, the things that you need will be added unto you. If you don't, they won't. This is how things work. If you confess your sin, you'll get mercy. If you cover it and hide it, you won't prosper. These are certain things. These are words inspired by God. These are the words of God. These are established truths. They are certain. They are stable. They are sure. And friend, you can't change these things. These are living realities. These truths have been established by God, and they work. These things work. And so, one thing that we'll talk about in this series, praise God, I'm broaching it slowly because it's such a sacred cow for so many Christians. But a lot of people live with this idea that God is controlling everything that happens to everybody. That He is, and they use, their word is, they'll use that God is sovereign. And when they say that, what they mean is that God is controlling everything that happens to everybody. And friend, to believe like that is to believe crosswise to what the Word teaches us and what Scriptures teach us. These laws, these spiritual laws that we've, just those few that we read, and there's hundreds if not thousands more, these spiritual laws have been established by God and they have been released by God into the earth. Why is it that whoever seeks first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, why is it that their needs will be met? Because God said they would. And so when God said they would, that law was established and that law was released into the earth. And so God is all powerful. God is almighty. He is King of kings and Lord of lords. And the reason things work the way they work in the earth is because God said this is how it's going to work. And so God has established and released these laws. And these laws that He has established and released, they govern this realm. Spiritual law released by God governs this realm. And so I want you to listen to this phrase. What He says governs this realm. And so He said, seek first the kingdom of God and and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. He said by the Spirit through the Apostle Paul, to be carnally minded is death, to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so what God says governs this realm. And what he says is truth. What he says is spiritual law. And so in this life and in the kingdom of God, there is a way things work. And the reason things work the way they do is because God set things up to work the way they do. And so certainly God has some level of say and control of what, how things work in the earth. He's all powerful. He's almighty. But here is where God doesn't have say. He's not determining whether or not you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He's not determining whether or not I'm carnally minded or spiritually minded. He's not determining whether or not you or I are going to cover our sins or confess them. God's not determining that. He's not determining whether or not you're going to meditate in his word day and night and do what he says or not do that. And so what he's done is he's released these laws into the earth. And these laws that he's released, I like to call them spiritual laws. These laws have been released and they set before all men, and they have set before all mankind for all time. Spiritual law sits before all men, and what's going on is spiritual law is working all the time. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's working all the time. That law is out there. It's in motion, and it's working. To be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. That law is at work right now. Spiritual law sits before all men and it works all the time. How do I know that? 1 Peter 1:25 said, the word of the Lord endures forever. And so once God says something, that's the way it is forever until he would say something different. Praise God. And so if that's the way God says it is, then that's the way it is forever. And these laws, friend, they're out there. They're working all the time. And you can't change spiritual law. Spiritual law has been established by God, and it can't be changed by men. You can't change, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You can't change that. Spiritual law has been established by God, and it can't be changed by men. But here's what we can change, and here's what we can decide. You can decide which side of these laws that you live on. Praise God. And so you can decide whether or not you're going to seek first the kingdom of God. And so you have the authority to decide whether or not your needs are going to be met or won't be met. If you choose to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, now you're living on the right side of that law. You're going to see God meet all your needs and take care of all the things that concern you. And so you can't change the law, but you can change which side of the laws that you live on. And so God put laws into motion, and then he allows us to choose which side we live on. And so what he says is governing this realm. If you respect his word, how that say in Proverbs 13:13, whoso despises the word will be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment will be rewarded. Well, see, God established these things. And so what he says, things like that, that governs this realm. And then we'll look at it next time on the broadcast. Then God, after he releases the laws, he tries and endeavors by his Spirit to deal with man to get on the right side of these laws. Hey, you need to seek first my kingdom. You need to be spiritually minded. You need to respect my word. If you miss it and have a sin, you need to confess it and don't cover it. Meditate my word day and night. God is endeavoring to get us to live on the right side of these laws. You'll see it next time on the broadcast, so that we can enjoy the good things that he wants us to enjoy. But essentially, he releases these laws into motion. He says, hey, you should choose this side of the law, but then he steps back and says, but you can choose what you want to choose. I'm not going to make you do anything. And so we can choose which side of the laws that we live on, and what we experience in our lives is directly connected to the laws that we set in motion, are to the side of these spiritual laws that we choose to live on. What I experience in my life, what you experience in your life, God is not determining it. He is not controlling what happens to everybody every day of their lives all the time. No. Largely, what people are experiencing in their lives is directly connected to the spiritual laws and, that they set in motion, are to the side of spiritual laws that they choose to live on. And so right here, friends, you can see this destroys the idea that God is controlling everything that happens to everybody. No, God set spiritual law into motion. And friend, if you're not sure about some of this, just keep coming back on the broadcast. You know, we only have about 25 minutes to get into these things. But just keep coming back on the broadcast, because we're going to get into it over the next five weeks. And we're really going to see some powerful things. But if God said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, He's not determining whether or not you do that. That's your choice. And you'll see it next time on the broadcast in Deuteronomy 30. God told His people, He said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, good and evil. And then He said, you choose. He said, I'm telling you to choose life, but you choose. And so in this series and over these next episodes, we are going to gain concept of spiritual law. We're going to gain concept of how things work, praise God, so that you and I can get on the right side of these laws and see the good things that God wants us to have and enjoy in our lives. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank You in this series over the next 5 weeks for helping us to gain concept of how things really work in this life and in the kingdom of God. Not how man thinks they work, not how religion thinks they work. We want to know how things work according to Your word. And so we're asking You, Lord, reveal these things to us. Anything that we have in us, any thoughts about how things work that don't line up with Your word, Father, we're asking You to get the wrong stuff out of us, give us understanding, and bring the right things and put them in us so that we can understand spiritual law, so that we can understand how things work in Your kingdom. And Father, we do thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, hey, don't forget to come back next time, because we're going to continue this series called Thy Word is Truth, and it's going to be good, and you don't want to miss it. We'll see you then.
Today's broadcast was made possible by the partners of Matthew Alaria Ministries. Go to mam.tv to become a partner today.